Biochar is a process where you incinerate a biological material, wood chips or plant waste, and you take the temperature of the furnace to a certain level where you ash it. Yeah, my name is Jim Halbeisen, and this is my opinion. There's been some, over the years, you know, particularly maybe the last 10 years, the subject of biochar has come up in agricultural circles. It's been more significant here most recently because there's an ethanol plant in the state of Nebraska where all the seed corn companies had taken their seed that they were trying to dispose of. Now, most of this seed had seed treatment on it with fungicides. They call them neonics. And this company or this ethanol plant basically fermented that corn and made the alcohol. And then they were going to dispose of the distillers on the field. Well, when they started to dispose of the distillers on the field, they got a real bad odor, and the local communities contacted the authorities, and they came in and found these fungicide residues that were still in the distiller's products, and they stopped the spreading of it. And so they had this large volume of distillers that nobody really knows how to dispose of other than put it in a sanitary landfill or bury it. Biochar is a process where you incinerate a biological material, wood chips or plant waste, and you take the temperature of the furnace to a certain level where you ash it. In other words, you're driving out a lot of the organic residue in it, and you're actually breaking down some of the minerals that are possibly in it or putting them into the atmosphere. And the ash that's left over is what's called biochar. Now, there are people in the biochar industry that contend that this ash is a carbon compound with a particular structure. And see, sugar is a carbon compound with a particular structure. Humic acid, fulvic acid, these are things that farmers are applying to the field to try to feed the biological population that is in the soil. This biochar is supposedly something like that. And the issue is the way the biochar is made determines that carbon structure in there and whether it is suitable for microbiological life in the soil or microbiological life that likes to feed the plant. And so there are people in the agricultural industry that are saying you can make a biochar that actually turns out to be a fertilizer. And we have interacted with farmers that have done some of this, and even the people that are building the furnaces have done little test plots with this biochar and show a very significant difference in the way the soil reacts to it. It's a very gummy clay to begin with, and the biochar changes it into a much more mellow, porous, darker-looking soil. And their contention is that they're feeding the correct microbes in there to make the soil a better area for the plant to grow in. So there's even talk in the industry that they will be able to take the furnaces that are built correctly. Theoretically, according to them, the biochar that feeds the microbes correctly, you have to incinerate it at a certain temperature, like over 1,000 degrees centigrade, and then you have to infuse oxygen into that furnace at the same time, and you have to do it in a correct method that gives you the right biochar, plus your emissions meet the EPA emissions standard. And we have some people telling us that there are certain furnaces that are built that way their emissions are very minimal, and the biochar left is very productive for the soil. And see, this is a very interesting topic because the industry, the biochar industry, was saying that they could go into that Nebraska ethanol plant and incinerate that distiller's grain and end up with a usable product at that point. Now, again, there's a lot of debate to whether that is possible or not. The other debate is that they will take these types of furnaces and go to landfills and be able to reduce landfill sizes by incinerating the organic waste in the landfill, create a product that you can turn around and spread on the land as fertilizer. So this is really something that, in the long run, could be very monumental. What we find interesting about it is that they're approaching the health of the soil or the biological, which at Growers we've tried to discuss for the last 70 years. You have to put the high calcium lime on, get good aeration in the soil so that the proper biological populations will help feed the crop through the synergy or the symbiosis between the plant and the microbes. And there are farmers now that are actually using biochar as a replacement for their chemical fertilizer program. We've interacted with a few of these farms, and what is very interesting is several of these farms have looked at adding calcium with the biochar to make it work better. You won't have to use as much. You'll get a better effect. But it's all going after the health of the soil environment, trying to get the right biological, microbiological population that has the best synergy or symbiosis with the growing crop. And see, there are other farmers that are working with different types of compost, which again is creating a carbon product that you're feeding the soil microbiological life. So we're either on a big con job here, or we are heading in a totally new direction that's got some very big possibilities to it. And we feel that calcium will make this work better if it is true that it's the right structure of sugar or carbon. And see, that's what a lot of farmers don't think about. That's their job, to harvest radiant energy, turn it into a carbon chemical, which is sugar. And that's, you're feeding humans, you're feeding livestock, because that's the duty. That's how the plant progresses itself or propagates itself. And then we use that product, you know, for our own energy needs. So it fits into the total big picture very, very well. So that's something that the company, we will keep talking to the people that are working with this, and there's going to be a lot more people that will be working with it. And we've got some experience with it at this point. So that's something that our clientele, we definitely will keep them informed. This podcast has been brought to you by Growers Mineral. Please visit growersmineral.com.